Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. A former Saginaw Intermediate School District bus aide has been ordered to serve 6 to 10 years in prison after being convicted of sexually assaulting a special education student with autism. 70-year-old Morris Holmes was sentenced Monday in Saginaw County Court. Judge Manville Trice III imposed a sentence above Michigan's advisory guidelines, calling the crimes a profound betrayal of trust. Prosecutors said Holmes repeatedly sexually assaulted a 22-year-old special education student during bus rides over a 19-day period while working as a bus aide for the Saginaw Intermediate School District. A jury found Holmes guilty in June of one count of assault with intent to commit sexual penetration and three counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct involving vulnerable adult. In addition to the prison sentence, Holmes received concurrent sentences of up to 2 years on each of the fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct convictions, though he will be required to serve a minimum of 6 years before becoming eligible for parole consideration. School officials previously placed Holmes on administrative leave following the allegations, and the case was investigated by law enforcement and prosecuted by the Saginaw County Prosecutor's Office. The victim's identity has not been released to protect her privacy. And a criminal sexual conduct case is moving to circuit court after Judge Ferris found probable cause during a preliminary examination. The complainant testified that an encounter at a residence in December of 2025 became non-consensual despite repeatedly telling the defendant to stop. She identified Braden Franzel in court as the person involved and testified that she sought medical treatment shortly after the alleged assault, where a sexual assault forensic examination was performed. Defense attorneys challenged the complainant's credibility throughout the hearing, pointing to inconsistencies between earlier statements and her courtroom testimony. They also questioned details surrounding the events leading up to and following the alleged assault. Sexual assault nurse examiner testified that documented injuries and evidence collected during the forensic exam were consistent with the complainant's report history. However, the examiner also told the court that medical findings alone cannot determine whether sexual activity was consensual. After considering testimony from witnesses and reviewing the evidence presented, Judge Ferris ruled there was sufficient probable cause to send the case to circuit court. Franzel was bound over on three counts of third-degree criminal sexual conduct. His arraignment is scheduled for August 10th. When we come back from this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Game won't load. It keeps freezing. Our internet is so slow. Can you please call M3 Wireless and get better internet service?
You know, I think you're right. With everyone streaming, working online, gaming, and staying connected, our internet just can't keep up. It's time to make the switch to M3 Wireless.
Make the upgrade today to M3 Wireless. Enjoy smooth streaming, online gaming, remote work, and HGTV, all without interruptions. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for strong, reliable internet all year long. No more waiting, no more buffering, just fast internet for the whole family.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, the Columbia Township Library is offering to be a cooling center. A dangerous heat warning has been issued this week because of predictions of temperatures of 100 degrees or more. Because of that, Columbia Township officials announced the Columbia Township Library has been opened as a cooling center for area residents. The library at 6456 Center Street in Unionville is offering a comforting place to stay cool and safe from oppressive heat. The library's cooling center is open to everyone. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans, prices low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.